Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier, and we are back again with some brilliant releases. Now, I have to say, it's freezing in Glasgow today. It's you would never think it was May the 4th. I'm sitting here with a big warm cup of tea. I hope you're warm where you are, and this is Inver by Glynn. Short number there to start off with. That was Inver by Glynn, and is that their third single? I think actually it must be coming to some kind of EP or an album. Over social media this last week, there has been a lot of my Facebook friends have been talking about they've been down in London doing this preparation for a live concert and album, and it's all about the lost words, and it's called Spell Songs. And Spell Songs is a musical companion piece to The Lost Words, A Spell Book, which is a book by authors Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris. And the book responds to the removal of everyday nature words from a widely used children's dictionary. And it's basically a much broader protest at the loss of the natural world around it. And I've just actually got the album, and it sounds really great, and I can see why everyone's talking about it. So this is called Heartwood, and it's led by Karine Polwart.
Would you hew me to the heartwood cutter? Would you lay me low beneath your feet? Listen to my sad mutter. Hear my heartwood beat. Would you throw me on the log pile cutter? Would you toss me to the steel saw blade? Listen to me. my leaves flutter. Here my heart would break. Back against me, cutter. Would you rest your axe a while and sleep? Listen to the song I utter. Here my heart would weep. Here my heart would. Heart would.
I was just thinking there that Karen Poehler is such a class act. You know, whenever she gets involved in anything, she's writing beautiful songs, and her performances are always great, actually. I'm really looking forward to having a proper listen to that album, because the next track is Julie Fowlis singing, and on that track you also heard Chris Drever on backing vocals. It's a really top lineup. And if you would like to find out where to get all these albums, or just find out a little bit more of the artists, if you go to our website, scottpodcast.com. That's scottpodcast.com, and all the information's there, and all the other podcasts. Now, here's a track we played. Well, here's an album we played on the podcast. A couple of tracks not so long ago, and I was just listening through to it today. Oh, and it's just fantastic. This is The Speaking Heart by Lucy Pringle and Chris Wright, and this song is The Old Woman O'Kelso.
There was an old woman in Kelso she did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well, singing fal-de-ride-o, titty-fal-ide-o, fal-de-ride-o-way. She went into a chemist shop, a medicine for to find. Oh, could you give me something, sir, to mak an old man blind? Singing, fal-de-ride-o, titty-fal-ide-o, fal-de-ride-o-way. You can get a pound of marrow bone and grind it very small, and put it into the old man's eyes, he won't see any at all. Singing, fal-de-ride-o, titty-fal-ide-o, fal-de-ride-o-way. She bought a pound of marrow bone and she ground it very small. She put it into the old man's eyes, he couldn't see any at all. Singing, fal-de-ride-o, titty-fal-ide-o, fal-de-ride-o-way. Oh, my dearest wife, seeing I am tired of life, I think I'll go and drown myself and that shall end the strife. Singing, fal-de-ride-o, titty-fal-ide-o, fal-de-ride-o-way. To drown yoursel', the woman said, oh, that would be a sin. So I'll come to the river's edge and kindly push you in, singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. They marched along together till they came to the river brim. The old man was to stand at the brink, the woman to shove him in, singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. The woman took a long line stride to shove the old man in. The cunning old rascal stepped aside, the silly old woman fell in, singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. Husband, come save me while I cry. How the devil can I save you with a marrow bone in my eye? Singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. She swam about the river till she came to the river brim. The old man caught a pile and stub and shoved her further in. Singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. Tack that, ye all, yad, ye thought that I was blind. But I'll gae merchant hame again, another good wife I'll find. Singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. The old man, he went merchant hame, and merrily he did sing. The wife was gane and drowned hersel, and now she's free frae sin. Singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido away. Singing, falderido, titifalido, falderido
away. Oh, another great track there. I was totally singing along with that chorus. It just felt really, it just feels really good. Oh, that's good. And I have to say that the Scots Language Awards are on the 11th of September this year, and we've booked this duo to perform there. I can't wait to hear them. One of Scotland's most enduring acts are Blazing Fiddles. I've loved them since the very start in their Fire On album, and they're just great to watch live. They all love what they're doing, and I was speaking to the guitarist last week, Anna Massey, and she was just saying how they actually all have such a laugh together, and whenever you see them play, you can see this. So this is from their latest album called The Key, and this is Harris Dance. Thank you. That was pretty joyous, wasn't it? The chords that were going on at the back there, that was, I loved that, actually. Now, Iona Fife has a brand new single out, and Iona has been amazing over lockdown. She has never stopped, and in some ways she may be the most visible out of all the Scottish artists at the moment. She's doing a great job playing here and there, live this, live that. And she's just released this latest single. You'll recognise the song, probably, Northern Lights of Aberdeen. And it's in partnership with Aberdeen Football Club, and it's to help them sell more season tickets for the 2021-22 season. So all you Aberdeen fans out there, this is for you.
And I was a lad, a tiny wee lad, my mother said to me, come see the northern lights, my child, they're bright as they can be. She called them the heavenly dancers, merry dancers. Wonderful sight, they made the heavens bright. The northern lights of old Aberdeen mean home sweet home to me. The northern lights of Aberdeen are what I long to see.
Northern Lights.
That's a great version. It's a lovely song. It's a well-known song. I'm sure many of you know it very well. And it's a nice to hear a version that's just kind of now, actually. All the versions, the recorded versions, you typically hear of a certain style and of many years ago. So well done, Iona. And good luck to Aberdeen in the next season. Of course, I'm a Hearts fan, so we'll be coming up into the back into the Premiership where we belong and beating you. There's an American fiddler called Casey Dreeson, and he's been to Scotland many times, and he's a fabulous player. And just before lockdown started last year, he was on a world tour that he was calling Otherland. And he was, I know he was in Ireland, he was in Scotland, I know he was in Finland, possibly Spain too. And what he would do is he would go there and meet up with musicians and record tracks with them and make videos. It's definitely worth checking out his YouTube channel where you can see all these Otherland videos. And he's just released a brand new album. It's called Otherland 1. And in this one, he's met up with two brilliant musicians, Ailey Shaw, the fiddler, and Ross Martin. And they start off with Strathspey Smith, a gallant fireman. Thank you.
Nice.
Oh, what a great set of tunes. I'm sure you'll agree. In fact, it totally reminded me of our old days when we were playing the sessions in the Tron pub in Edinburgh. It was like that all the time. Fantastic. On the programme before, we played the McCallmans, and as I said, they've been re-releasing their complete back catalogue, which is amazing. And Ian McCallman, who is doing all the digitising, has been writing notes about each of the songs and lots of different great information. And I think it was yesterday this came out. It was their album At Your Service by the McCallmans, which was a live album recorded in Kirkcaldy Folk Club, or Kirkcaldy anyway. And we used to have this when I was younger. We had it. We always used to stand around the living room to it. And one of the things about it is Ian McCallman is not very fond of his introductions, but actually they're absolutely hilarious. And this is a set of sea shanties complete with intro.
It's shanty time. Well, you
what's a shanty, mate?
You couldn't wait, could you? Kirkcaldy, it's one of these outgoing ports, so you all know what shanties are.
No, never heard of it.
Eat my crisps and murder them, Mabel. I've never liked them anyway, especially that big tall boy. You couldn't stand him. He's always so sure of himself, and he's always shooting down the other wee two.
Man balloon.
The man from Kirkcaldy and the wee middle member, as we sexually call him. Well, I think I hear another edit. The song, anyway, a series of shanties. The first one, the Call Me Hanging Johnny. The second one, Essequibo River. And the third one, Hall in the Bowl in the Bowling Hall. I should think we'll have a few takes of this one.
Well, they call me Hanging Johnny. Away, boys, away. And they said I hang for money. So hang, boys, hang. They said I hang me brother. Away, boys, away. And they said I hang me mother. So hang, boys, hang. We'll hang for better weather. So hang, boys, hang.
Essequibo River is a cleaner river, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Essequibo River is a cleaner river, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh.
But it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Essequibo's bosun is a king of bosun, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Essequibo's bosun is a king of bosun, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh.
But it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Essequibo's captain is a king of captain, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Essequibo's captain is a king of captain, so
but it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
Somebody, oh, Johnny, somebody, oh.
But it's had an alley in somebody, oh.
All the way to bowling, Kitty lives in Liverpool.
All the way to bowling, the bowling hall.
Oh. All the way to bowling, so early in the morning.
All the way to bowling, the bowling hall.
All the way to bowling, the Portugal, the bowling hall.
All the way to bowling, the bowling hall.
All the way to bowling, the bony, bony bowling.
All the way to bowling, the bowling hall.
All the way to bowling, the bowling, the bowling.
All the way to bowling, the bowling hall.
All the way to bowling, the bony, bony bowling.
All the way to bowling, the bowling.
Oh, fantastic. Totally great. Oh, it takes me back. But what brilliant singing. Brilliant humour, but brilliant singing. Great, great, great. Loved it. I'm just going to say, you can actually get that at mccalmans.bandcamp.com, and you can find out where to get all of the different albums we're playing today at scottpodcast.com. Now, I suppose it's a little bit of a juxtaposition now. Over the past while, we've played a few tracks from Hi, How Are You Today by Ashley MacIsaac, and I always loved this. In many ways, this Sleepy Maggie featuring Mary Jane Lamond, it's probably the most famous track off the album, and Mary Jane, she's just one of my favourite singers. So here it is, Sleepy Maggie.
Thank you.
have to say, I feel very lucky to have seen that album performed live back in the, whenever it was the 90s in La Belle and Gel in Edinburgh. And also, I love the harmonies in that chorus. Definitely going to find some more Mary Jade Lament for next week's podcast. Now, a brand new band, Atlantic Arc, which is led by the legend that is Donald Lunny. And he's brought together Pauline Scanlon, Jarlath Henderson, Ewan Vernal, Davy Ryan, Graham Henderson, Sharon Howley, Aidan O'Rourke and Patrick Ryan to make this band Atlantic Heart. And they're currently running a Kickstarter to raise money for their album. And if you'd like to just do a search for Atlantic Art Kickstarter and you'll find it. But this is the debut single from the band. It's a well-known song called My Son David.
David, what's the blood that's on your sword?
I really enjoyed that. It was the first time I'd listened to all of it, actually. So that, I think that was Pauline Scanlon on vocals. Also on vocals was Jarlath Henderson there. Yeah, that was really good. And I think that was an old Jeannie Robertson song. It was an old Scottish Traveller song anyway. Here we've got another brand new release now from Grainne Brady. She has released an album called Newcomer. And it's been out, has it been out for a bit now? Or is it just out with lots of previews? I'm not sure. But it's a great album. And this is her singing on this track called By and By. By Grainne Brady, and that's from her Newcomer album. I don't know if you know this, but if you are a podcaster or radio presenter, we have a website called folkwaves.co.uk, and if you go there and you register, you can download lots of different tracks, like from Gronja, Iona Fife, and people like that, to play on your radio show. Go for it. Why not? Right, we've come to the end of the podcast. But first, if you'd like to support this podcast, because it's made possible by our patrons, why don't you check it out at patreon.com/handsupfortrad. We do really appreciate it. And we love the fact that you listen from across the world as well. That is pretty cool, actually. That helps me make one every week for you. Also, follow Hands Up for Trad on social media. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are our main ones, all / Hands Up for Trad. Oh, YouTube as well. Loads of stuff on YouTube, actually. Always putting more stuff up there. In fact, I've got quite a lot to put up at the moment from our last Hands Up for Trad showcase. Anyway, we're going to finish off with Lauren McCall from her album The Seer. And just last weekend was the Faith Ross virtual weekend, the same as they did last year, just at the start of lockdown, and still a year on, it's still not possible to put on physical events where people can stay and learn in close confines. And Lauren McCall's album, they all got together and it was filmed on BBC Alapa, and it's, if you are in the UK, definitely check that out. I know from reading on social media, they were so chuffed to get back together. Anyway, this is a couple of tunes. It's Lady Isabella and Anta Sheila, which it translates as Second Sights. So thanks again, guys, and I'll see you next week.